It's very, very important that now we, the people of Donegal, unite and we make it very clear that healthcare in Donegal is not what it should be. And for us in DACC, we actually say that the Irish government are in breach of the European Commission statement on effective, accessible and resilient health systems. Donegal is excluded. And if anybody's in doubt, we always say, just look at the DACC map. You look at the 8 centres of excellence that are the Galway-Dublin line. If you're up in Donegal, where are you? We have seen nothing over the years at regional and national level that would convince us that there is real commitment to Letterkenny Hospital and indeed our community hospitals. Donegal is the forgotten county. They are taking our health services away from us. In DACC, we said over 8 years ago that within 5 to 7 years, Letterkenny Hospital would in effect become the new community hospital for Donegal. We have seen nothing. If you look at the excellence that exists at Letterkenny Hospital, that has over the year, it was a leader in so many fields, and now that has all been taken away for us. And we, while our fight is primarily around cancer services, we look at the situation with the second breast surgeon. We worked from 2009 to get a second breast surgeon. That post turned out to be a locum post for 1 year, which started on the 24th of July. That must be made a permanent post. Prostate and urology patients are going to Galway. We need two urologists at Letterkenny for those services to be reinstated. The waiting list, we need the short stay ward opened. We need real commitment to Letterkenny Hospital, and we need it now. We are still waiting on a date for our meeting with Minister Harris in Dublin, with CELTA. We've asked the Cancer Control Programme. All those people need to be around the table. We try to push to get an exact date in March for this protest today, but we haven't got it yet. But we are determined. This is going another level now.